Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Kiler. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Derek White. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, C.J. Nitkowski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mike Cameron. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiler moves to second. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Baer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. 2 outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Grebeck scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Karkovice scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Cameron scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. John Doherty now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is walked intentionally. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0-for-1 in the game. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Kyler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a line drive towards first. Stubbs catches it and steps on first to double up Durham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron bunts towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to second. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karkoviche scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. That's a pickoff. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive towards third. Freiman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaherty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiler hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cameron who is chasing the ball. Kiler reaches third base with a triple. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Freiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freiman hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiler scores. It's Tigers, 6, White Sox, 6. Larry Thomas now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fielder moves to second. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Simas now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Derek White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Flaherty takes first base on ball 4. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Curtis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flaherty moves to second. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Maxey now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Maxey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder strikes out. 1 out. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Matt Karchner now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Derek White is at the plate with a count of 1-0. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Karchner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mouton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin bunts towards the mound. Maxi fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Mouton moves to second. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Mike Myers now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 7, White Sox, 7. Felipe Lira now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcoviche is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-7, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing third base. Dave Martinez now playing left field. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Flaherty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Curtis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kiler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Kiler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Boever now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Thomas moves to third. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.